Welcome to Technovation, a weekly conversation with people who are shaping the technology landscape. I'm Peter High, president of Meta Strategy, advisor to technology executives, Forbes columnist, book author, and your host. Each episode of Technovation features insights from top executives and thought leaders at the intersection of business, technology, and innovation. If you like what you hear, we'd be grateful if you give us a rating on iTunes or through whatever other source you use for podcasts. And please subscribe so you don't miss a thing. Thank you. My guest this week is Rick Rioboli. Rick is the Chief Information Officer of Comcast, a Fortune 50 telecommunications giant with revenues exceeding $94 billion. As CIO, Rick is responsible for building and managing the technology that supports the end-to-end customer experience for both residential customers and business customers alike. Rick brings a deep depth of product experience to the role as he held product responsibilities prior to being named CIO. And before joining Comcast, he was the Senior Vice President of Product and Technology at RCN. In this interview, Rick details Comcast's heavy focus on customer experience and digital transformation. In addition to digital sales and e-commerce, the main emphasis of Comcast's digital transformation has been on self-service from a service and support standpoint, which involves enabling digital interactions and providing customers with a frictionless experience. We also discuss Comcast's use of artificial intelligence, how the IT team partners with the rest of the business, an overview of the new Comcast Technology Center, and a variety of other topics. Rick Rioboli, welcome to Technovation. It's great to speak with you today.
Yeah, thanks, Peter. It's great to be here.
Wonderful. Rick, for context, for those who are listening, you have been with Comcast for nearly 14 and a half years and a bit more than two of those years as the Chief Information Officer. And I wonder if you could talk a bit about your role as CIO in such a large and complex organization. Can you give a brief description of your purview?
Sure. So my team, they build and manage the technology that really supports the end-to-end customer experience for both the residential customers and the business customers. And so this includes really all the customer and employee facing systems like sales, provisioning, billing, care, and really all the user interfaces as well as the back-end platforms. And then it also includes our big data platforms as well as our enterprise IT. So it really cuts across the entire enterprise.
Excellent. And I know that yours is an organization that has a variety of different sets of responsibilities, the back office technology and systems, as you talked about, also technology strategy and execution. In some areas related to digital transformation. And I wonder if you could talk a bit about that digital transformation and the form that it takes.
Sure. Well, yeah, I would definitely love to talk about that. So I would say the way we think about our digital transformation is it's really a part of our customer experience transformation. And so if I step back and talk a little bit about where the company is now versus where it's been, we've been going through a transformation over the last 10 to 15 years from being a cable aggregator to a product and technology company to now a real strong focus on a customer experience company. And as we look at customer experience and start to, we've been on the customer experience journey for now close to 3 years. And as we evaluate how to create great customer experiences, one of the key components is digital. And the reason we think that's a key component is we find time and time again that the results we get back from Net Promoter Score for digital, for interactions that customers have that are digital versus non-digital, we typically find a much higher NPS score on the digital transactions. And so what we find really exciting about digital, it's one of those rare opportunities where as we deploy more and more digital capabilities to our customers and even to our internal employees, it's a twofer. It not only drives greater customer experiences, but it also is reducing our internal costs to support our customers. And so it's rare you find these types of opportunities. So we've been really leaning in heavily over the last 3 years on both customer experience and digital.
That's interesting. And obviously Comcast is an organization where so much historically has been delivered digitally as a starting point.
And as you compare your digital transformation with peers of yours, CIOs of other organizations that are, you know, sort of in their bones, less digitally centric than Comcast is, do you find that the beginning of your journey began at a sort of a higher plane as a result of that? And I wonder if there's sort of a different set of priorities or expectations as a result of the fact that, in essence, so much of the business is already digital.
Yeah, it's a great question. I think when I talk to a bunch of my peers in our industry and in other industries, I think digital, in many cases, folks, when they talk about digital, it's very focused on digital sales and e-commerce. And while we have focused a lot there, and if, you know, you go to our Comcast.com website, you can go and you can purchase all our products on there. There's been, I think, more than I've seen in other companies, a greater focus on self-service from a service and support standpoint. So digital interactions that allow customers to have more frictionless experiences with us. So for instance, I'll give a couple examples of if a customer is, if they've scheduled an appointment with us for a tech to come out to the house, one of the things we've done is we've made it really easy through texting for a customer to say, maybe the time that they wanted wasn't necessarily available, but they can through texting request a different time. And then if that time slot opens up, we're able to, by replying back to their text, letting them know that that time slot's available, and they can then switch their appointment just through texting. So don't even need to go into our app, don't need to pick up the phone and call us. And so there's a lot of those micro interactions that we've now turned into digital that make the customer experience, I think, much more enjoyable than having to pick up the phone and call us. And I think that's just an area where a lot of digital is focused on the sales side. I think that's where we've been unique, and we built, I think, a number of unique technology solutions around making that happen.
Very interesting. Rick, you have a great deal of product experience in your background. Prior to your time at Comcast, you were the Senior Vice President of Product and Technology for RCN in New Jersey. And then upon joining Comcast, you had product roles, Vice President of Video Product Engineering, the Senior Vice President of Comcast Metadata Products and Search Services. And I'm curious, with such a depth of product experience coming into your CIO role, how that colored your orientation in terms of what to do as CIO and the extent to which you've pulled some of those product experience into IT itself.
Yeah, it's definitely impacted the way I think about technology and especially the area of IT. So when building products and technology to support customer facing products, there's always been a strong focus on what the end customer experience is. And so over the last, 15, 20 years, that's how I've thought about product and technology. It's all been about put the customer in the center of it, think about their journeys, think about their experiences and building out products like that. And then on the technology side, finding ways to build technology in a way that it's reusable platforms. And so when I came into IT, I think I brought a slightly different perspective of thinking of our internal employees as customers, as well as our capital C customers as customers. And I think that's a little bit of a shift than traditional IT. And so instead of thinking of IT as a group that just supports the asks of the business, and I think when I talk to my peers, I think a lot of IT organizations sort of take the role of order taker, right, where they reach into a lot of the different parts of the business and the different organizations in the business come to them and say, we'd like you to run this project, we'd like you to do this project. And it's a very project by project type orientation. And what we've been trying to do here is to step back and say, first of all, our business partners within the company are our business partners. They're not our customers. So we should be partnering with them to come up with solutions. And so that's the first part with more of a more of a joint ownership of what we're building as opposed to being order takers. And then also to start thinking about this whole ecosystem as building reusable platforms, because that's what made us successful here at Comcast over the last 8 to 10 years, as we built a number of our capabilities around the X1 and the voice remote, and the XFi. A lot of these were built as platforms and sort of layers on top of platforms. And so that's the way we've been trying to look at it from an IT perspective of, let's take a look at where the company's going strategically. Let's look at things from a employee and customer perspective, and then let's build capabilities from a platform mindset so that we can reuse them. And that I think that's been the big shift that I've brought to the IT group here.
Very interesting. About 11 years ago, your company opened up the tallest building in Philadelphia, the Comcast Center. And then a year ago, 10 years later, topped your own record for the city in the development of the Comcast Technology Center, where I believe you are probably taking this interview right now. And I wonder, you could talk a bit about IT's role in the development of the Technology Center, as well as the activities therein that are relevant to some of the topics we've already spoken about in terms of innovation and so on.
Sure. So yeah, we opened up the Comcast Technology Center September of 2018, and it's approximately 40 floors of product and technology employees here at Comcast. And super exciting moment when we moved in here, because this building, as I mentioned earlier about the evolution of Comcast and the fact that we made a statement at one point saying we're really a product and technology company. And so we literally built this tower for our product and technology organization. And it was a sign from Brian Roberts of his commitment to this strategy and to this organization. And so it's a it's 40 floors of open floor plan. And we've got a number of great spots across the building with lots of collaboration space throughout the whole building. And it really houses my organization, as well as product teams, technology teams. We have an NBC broadcast center in here. We have an organization called Lyft Labs here as well, which we've dedicated a floor to one of our partnering companies, which is an accelerator program called Lyft Labs. And so it's really, we look at this as a sign of our commitment to product and technology, and innovation.
Very exciting. You mentioned Lyft Labs, the accelerator incubator. You also have Comcast Labs and also Comcast Ventures. And I wondered if you could talk a bit about the interplay between the three, as well as the role that IT plays in partnering with each.
Sure. So Comcast, I'll start with Comcast Ventures. So Comcast Ventures, it's an arm of Comcast that is an investment arm. So it invests in many small companies and startups, and they're headquartered in Silicon Valley. And we partner really closely with that organization, because as they, we bring value to them as they bring value to us. So as they look across the industry and work with startups, they're often looking for input from my team and other technology teams as to our interest in many of these companies. But I also get a ton of value in working with them, because by hearing from them what trends they see in technology, really helps me understand where things are going. So we've got a great combined partnership with our friends in Ventures. And then Comcast Labs is an internal organization, part of Comcast Cable. And so that's essentially our R&D team. And they're also located in Silicon Valley, but we've got other offices in other parts of the country as well. And what they do is they look out 5 to 10 years, and what their job is to look for trends in technology out over 5 and 10 years, and start to prototype some of the technology, evaluate technology, and really help us think about where things are going next, so we can align our strategies to what they're seeing. And so super helpful, super effective. And we partner with them all the time on what they're seeing, and occasionally in building combined prototypes together. And then Lyft Labs is an, like I mentioned earlier, it's an accelerator program that's powered by a company called Techstars. And what they do there, we dedicated a floor here in Comcast Tech Center to them. And what they do is they create these, they take 12 startups and they have them participate in these 13-week programs. And over the course of those programs, we actually set up mentors with Comcast employees for each one of these, Comcast and NBC Universal employees, where we marry them up and they partner with them over the 13-week period. And then at the end of the 13 weeks, we decide some of them, you know, go off and continue to grow and evolve. And actually some of them we do going forward deals with, and we decide to use some of their products internally. So it's a fantastic opportunity for us to stay connected with the startup world, and also a great opportunity for them to get real world experience from a company like Comcast, where we give them advice on where we see markets, where we see the market going, and how to think about scaling up some of their products.
As you think about your interactions with each of these and the insights you gain, as you mentioned, into where technology is headed, what are some interesting conclusions you're drawing? What are some areas of your roadmap that are being filled in as a result of some of what you learned from this?
Yeah, a couple of places. I'd say one obviously was in the area of AI. I think a number of the startups we've talked to were doing some innovative thinking around AI. And, you know, AI can go so many directions, but it's really helpful to hear how some of the startups are thinking about innovating. And so some of the things I've heard about are really applications of AI, and some of the startups were helping us think about how we might be able to scale it up from an underlying technology perspective.
Excellent.
So one of the areas that we are using AI right now is in a project we call AIQ. And what AIQ is, it's this platform that we've created internally that combines the data that we have about our customers along with the intent that we figure out from our customers. So when a customer calls in or through our chatbot or texting, the intent that we figure out from them, along with machine learning, and we combine all those pieces together to really deliver recommendations that are consistent across no matter what channel a customer comes to contact us with. And the first channel we've actually started to surface this in is a virtual assistant that we call the Xfinity Assistant. So we have this Xfinity Assistant that you can get access to through our website, My Account, or through the app we have called My Account. And essentially it's a chat bot where you can communicate with us through the virtual assistant. And from that, we interpret what you're asking. We combine it with contextual information we have about you. And then we use machine learning to try to see, okay, typically when we're hearing this from customers with this type of customer context, these are the types of solutions that that solve their problems best. And what we're doing is it's not just to support the virtual assistant, but it's if you think of it as our brain on the back end that's helping us really figure out how to best create seamless interactions with our customers and do that no matter which channel folks come in on. So if you dialed into our IVR, if you talked to an agent, if you went into My Account, if you went into the Xfinity Assistant, if you talked to a tech, if you went into a retail store, if you try to interact with us in any of these, through any of these channels, it comes back to this common brain where we're figuring out what is the best recommendation we can make for this customer to resolve their problem quickly and easily. And my team has worked with machine learning and AI for over 7 years now. So we built, my prior team built the voice remote, which is now it's been a product that combines with the X1, where you can talk into your voice remote and control your X1. And so we used machine learning and deep learning many years ago to build that product. And now we're taking taking that same technology that we built for the voice remote, and we're really trying to leverage that for the core business. And so we're using that to interpret what folks are saying and figure out intent. And then we're using other parts of machine learning to then make these recommendations for agents. And we do think this is really part of the core associated with our digital strategy and our customer experience strategy. And we think it has a lot of legs. So we're going to keep building on this platform going forward.
Well, Rick Riaboli, thank you so much for joining me on Technovation today and sharing some insights about your career at Comcast and beyond. It's been a great conversation.
Yeah, thank you, Peter. It's been great talking with you.
Thanks for tuning in. Please join me next week when my guest will be Rick Smith, the Chief Executive Officer of Axon.